I'm Jen DeTracy, the founder of Lift Strategies. And today I'd like to share with you information on building your fan club. This experience that I learned from was way back when I was working for Network Records. I was the VP of marketing for Canada for Sarah McLachlan's record label. And at that time, I learned a number of invaluable lessons from Terry McBride. Terry was one of three founders of Network Records and the manager for Sarah McLachlan. And he taught me a very important lesson about building your fan base, one fan at a time. And if you think about it, the music industry is kind of a funny thing because there's a lot of artists that go skyrocketing to the top of the charts and a lot of records are sold and then you just don't hear about them anymore. They go into the woodwork. And this is something that Terry wanted to avoid. Now, when I first started at Network, I worked my way up the chain, and I started off, one of my roles was managing the mail order department. And at this time, I got to witness hundreds, maybe thousands, I don't even remember, of letters from male and female fans that were claiming that they were Sarah McLachlan's number one fan. And the irony of it was that she had thousands of number one fans. And that was pretty much in Canada because at the time her success globally was still years away. So the lessons that I learned that I'd like to share with you now from those years, I apply to the Lift Strategies business as well as to the clients that we work with. So the first one is that there really is no magical marketing pill. We have to build our base one fan at a time. So if you think about your customer base, think about the customers that love doing business with you. They are truly your fans, and we need to appreciate them and value them as customers. The second thing is, with these fans, you want to make sure you keep an open dialogue. Let's face it, it's a relationship, and relationships need work to be maintained. In the case of Sarah McLachlan's fans, when we received letters from them, we would put them on the mailing list and they would get often a little personal note or something like that. And then after that, they'd get a newsletter and a catalog about four times a year. And we tried to have a special message from Sarah McLachlan, or at least a special offer, in every single mail out that went out. And then thirdly, speaking of special offers, your fans, your customers that are your fans, we have to remember that we have to give them value because they're not making their buying decision based on price. They are making it because they feel great about what they're getting in return for their money. And in the case of Sarah McLachlan, her fans would get the tour dates before they were officially announced. Not everyone who bought Sarah McLachlan's music was a diehard fan. And statistically speaking, 20% of those who purchased her CD or record at the time actually brought in the revenue of 80% for the company. So basically what I'm saying there is that they would have bought tickets to her shows, they would have bought merchandise, they would have spent a lot of money generating 80% of Sarah McLachlan's total revenue. And this is where we need to put our time, energy, and focus, is on that 20%. So in wrapping up, just in summary here, build your ideal customers one customer at a time. Keep an ongoing dialogue with your ideal customers and give these ideal customers extra value so they keep coming back for more. Is your business building its fan club? I'm Jen DeTracy, the founder of Lift Strategies, where we help organizations accelerate their growth and manage that growth without overextending their people or their resources.